Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Begin to speak in tongues. Just pray for just a minute. Speak in tongues. Matole, mahata, brande, limo, huta, hata. Ronde le mandote le ba, le mahata. Ronde le mando le mahatase. Rosha kaba ando rinde le maha. Hey, yabala babe, kabala babe, kabara babe. Moroshiki bronde. Aya bariande, li moronde li bebe li bebe li bebe. Ayando ronde li bebe li bebe li bebe. Iando ronda ribaba ribo, rimama ribo. Ayando ronde li bebe li bebe, libaba ribo, ribaba ribo. Iando ronde li bebe li bebe li bebe li bebe. Aya mama, sota bando, ronda riande. Eh, yaba ribaba ribaba ribo, ribaba ribo. Ayando roshiki briande, lima mande, lima mande. Mato sante, lima kuta. Jesus, mahatala balaba. Rokatando roshiki bande. Stir our spirits up, Lord. Ma shanta riando, riande. Ronde lima hata bande. Mato sante. Mato sante ronde liba barababa mantori aliando sota bayo sante in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Maso haleba labaha. Oh Father, we thank you, we bless you, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Be exalted and be lifted. There's no one like you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the adoration. We say, have your way tonight and cause us to understand with our hearts. Impart upon us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of your word. May we not be the same because we came. Holy Spirit of God, have your way and let your will be done tonight in Jesus' name. And all shall shout and say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together and please be seated in heavenly places. Well, we have a very short time to be together, but I'm sure that our brother has already summarized the preaching. Hallelujah. It's very prophetic, the scripture he used. Hallelujah. So I'm sharing with you quickly. I'm sharing with you the principle for church growth. Hallelujah. Yeah, and I'm sharing the very first principle with you, the principle of multiplied senior pastor. The principle of multiplied senior pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn your Bibles with me, if you will, to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, let's read from verse number 9. Is Ecclesiastes in your Bible? Okay, let's get there. This is not the time to show adverts. This people on my iPad. Hallelujah. Are you here or have gone home? Okay. You know, some of the apps, they decide to do their own thing. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, are you there? Okay. Let's read from verse number, it's very nice. Let's read from verse number 7, 8, and 9. We'll add a 10 if we have time. Can we read it together, one go? All the rivers run into the sea. You see, this Ecclesiastes, remember, it was the wisest man who ever lived who wrote it. So he was given it's not talking by heart. He was given facts, observation. Do you understand? Things that he has observed. Okay? Yeah. Things that he has observed by the wisdom that God gave him. So he wrote about wisdom, about virtue, vices. He wrote so many things. So if you really want to understand life and do well in life, okay, and excel, one of the books to read is Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. You will begin to see what is going to happen. That's why the title of all his writing is Under the Sun. So I returned and I saw that under the sun, so on earth, the things that will happen, what will make you do well. So if you really want to do well in this life, do you understand? You need to read Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Whatever is going to happen is there. What wisdom will do for you, what foolishness will bring you, what talking will do for you, what keeping quiet will do for you. If you like girls, what it will do for you. If you, everything is there. If you like sleeping, what will, everything is there. You don't need to. How many understand what I'm talking about? You see, the Bible is there to tell us what is going to happen, but most of us are not interested. Most of us are not interested to see our future. You rather want to see a Sangoma. Meanwhile, it's there. It's predicted. It's there. That if you're a young man and you are void of understanding, this is what is going to happen. If you a little sleep, a little slumber, something is going to happen. Do you understand? A man who is void of understanding, when you are stealing something, you are sleeping with somebody you have no pillow bowler for, you may think that you are having fun. It has a meaning. Said a man who, sleep with somebody that he has not married, you lack understanding. And you don't know what is about to happen. There's so much, I don't know why I'm entering into this problem, but let's continue. He said, all the rivers run into the sea. Can you see it? Even if you don't know, you are taking note that all rivers run into the sea. You can say it somewhere. People will think that you are wise. Do you understand? People will think that you are, all rivers run into the sea, then people will think that you are wise. Because you have read from a wise person. Can we continue? Yet the sea is not full unto the place from whence the river cometh, either they return again. I said, and from the place that the river is coming, the water returns to that place again. So it's like a cycle. Do you understand? Yeah. Verse number 8. Can we read together? One, go. All things are full of labor. Man cannot alter it. The eyes are not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. So if you think that, you say, all things are what? Full of labor. So if you think that you want to, instead of going to school, working hard for 7 years or 3 years or 4 years, you want to just do some small course for 6 months. Do you understand? You are deceiving yourself. All things are full of labor. All things are full of labor. There's nothing that is less of labor. So if you want to live on this life, want to do it, it's full of labor. So if you labor hard in school 7 years, it will help you to maybe take it easy. But if you go to school just for 4 months or 6 months, do you understand? The labor will continue. It's like you cannot run away. Everything is full of labor. You need to accept. If you want a good marriage, it will be full of labor. If you want a good life, it is full of labor. If you want to do well in school, it's full of labor. Do you understand? If you want to look beautiful, it will be labor. You want to smell good, it will be labor. Everything, you cannot just be there. You are not working on yourself, or you are not reading. You want to have a vocabulary, good expression, speak nicely. It's full of labor. You need to read a lot. You cannot just wake up and you come and it's like, you want to have a nice basenta, it's full of labor. You want to sing well, your key, very smooth. You are not reciting poem. It will not work. The past Sunday, somebody was helping me to sing. It wasn't easy. Are you here? Please don't change my message. We have a small time and we'll be out of here. All things are full of what? Labor. We need a beautiful church. Hello? If we need a beautiful church does not come from folding our hands. A beautiful choir does not come from resting. A beautiful dancing stars, do you understand? A beautiful character, a beautiful marriage, beautiful children. Everything is full of labor. If you want your children to be a certain way, everything is full of labor. So you see, the wisest man is telling us that, look, if you think that you are going to not work on something and it will come out nicely, then you are joking. If you think that you will just sleep and snore and you wake up and your life is beautiful, think again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot alter. Say you can't change it. So, man. And if you care to know, the last time I checked, we are men. And the word man there does not refer to a male. It's like human being. Do you understand? Uh-huh. So all things are full of labor. Even God labored for 6 days. So how much you? God. He labored for 6 days and he rested. And the Bible is telling us that all things are full of labor. So whatever you are going to do, think about it, because you are going to have to work on it. There is no easy way out. Are you there? Sometimes people don't want to work hard. So they said that instead of sitting down working, they said, we would rather go to college. Well, you can go to college for 4 years, then still you don't have a degree. You could have reset the matric, okay? Yeah, and pass. They said, I don't want to pass the matric. I'm rather taking a shortcut. And you go and spend 4 years in college, and what you have is still not degree. You can now use it to go and do degree. Do you understand? So it's like, I will not sit down for 1 year, but it doesn't solve the problem. So you need to think about it clearly, that who am I trying to deceive? I may be marking time, but if I really want to make progress and move forward, let me do what I got to do. Tell somebody, do what you got to do. Hallelujah. Okay. You said, all things are full of labor. Man cannot alter it. The eyes is not satisfied with seeing. Yeah, it means you always want to see something new. Nor the ear filled with hearing. But where I want us to go is verse number 9 and 10. Can we read it together? It said, the thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already of old time, which was before us. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is the spirit of prophecy. If you are into prophetism, this is what you need to learn, that there is no new thing under the sun. Is there any new thing? It said the thing that has been, it is that which shall be. So tomorrow is the repeat of yesterday. If you want to know tomorrow, you want to know the future, just look at what happened yesterday. Yeah, so when you are a student of history, you begin to predict, you begin to know that, oh, this happened. Like, it's impacting lives, it's impacting. This happened, it happened like this, it happened, and this is how it ended. And it's happening in different places. Are you there? Hello? So we need to really understand this, that this is a very important principle that we cannot get away from it. Hallelujah. That what has been is what shall be. What is done is what shall be done. There is no new thing under the sun. Is there any new thing where we shall say, look, this is new? He said, it has already been of old. So you are now seeing it because you are not a student of history. That is why you think that you are new. You are doing something new. Do you understand? It's a repetition. So if you were just a little careful, you would have known how it is going to end. Hallelujah. Are you here? Why am I quoting this scripture for us? Because I'm talking about the principle of multiplied senior pastor. The principle of multiplied senior pastor. I don't try and become a pastor that don't exist. Do you understand? Hello? The principle, if you are going to do well, I'm showing you, is going to be, you need to pattern your life after a pastor who has done well. There are only, a few successful pastors that we see in the Bible and we see also in life. Do you understand? So you will, it's like, you will not be different from those who, if you want to do well, even in life, in your profession, in business, whatever you are doing, whatever, whoever you are and whatever you are doing, somebody has gone ahead of you. And your story will not be different from that person. Are you there? Yeah. And the earlier you begin to understand that this is what is going to happen, therefore let me accept and pattern my life and rather copy, okay, and follow. Follow that pattern or follow the success story or the good example. The earlier your life will become productive or the earlier will you succeed. But sometimes it takes too much time for us even to understand that our life is the repetition of something that has happened before. Hallelujah. Not like you are reincarnated. No. That it's like you are a sample of something that has already happened. Were you born to a poor parent? Somebody was also born to a poor parent. Do you understand? Read the Bible, you see Jabez. Did your mother die when he gave birth to you? There's somebody who also, the mother died. Yeah. Benjamin, the last born of Jacob. The mother died when he gave. So you are not the only one who was born and your mother died. Are you getting it? You are not the only one who was born and your father. In the Bible, we have the type. It's like what is happening to you or what you are going to go through is not the first time. So if you are going to succeed and if you are going to do well, you just need to find out from the Bible, how is my life becoming? Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, we have a pastor, our father, who has been able to, tease out these principles from the Bible and present it to us. Are you here? That successful pastors or mega church pastors don't come from the sky. But to succeed, if you really want to succeed, and if you want to build a mega church, the first thing you need to do is this principle that let the people that are following you intentionally, instead of waiting gradually, okay, intentionally reproduce yourself. Whatever you are doing, reproduce yourself in the other pastors. So that instead of you being one, you will be 10, 12, or 20. Hallelujah. Amen. How many think that if, let's say we have a prophet. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to copy what he has done. I'm not trying to do any new thing. He has a church. He preaches on Sundays. He has crusades. He has different things. That's exactly what I'm trying to. Do you understand? Yeah, I'm trying to preach. I'm trying to preach to young people. I've gone to universities. I'm trying to have crusades. I'm trying to do pastors' conference. Whatever. I don't need to think too much. What he has done, if I do it, I can also become. How many understand what I'm talking about? In the same way, somebody has been successful in a certain profession. You are in the same profession. Don't overthink. Even if you want to overtake the person, you need to catch up first. Hello? How many understand that if you want to overtake, you need to catch up first? And you can only catch up by copying. When you copy, and you become better than the person, then you can overtake. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And this is a pattern that was not used only in the Bible, but in life. That's why many people write their autobiography. Many people write biographies. People to know that this is where I'm coming from. It is common. I have struggled. I have been here, but it works. Hallelujah. So that you are not too discouraged. Hallelujah. Are you here? Because if we are going to have a lot of people going to heaven. Are you here? If we will have a lot of people going to heaven, it is not going to be me alone preaching. If I'm going to have a lot of people listening to me and doing well, then I will have to copy what the bishop, my father, is doing, that many people listening to him. It's the same thing. Are you there? So you also, whatever you want to do and whatever you want to become, you don't need to struggle. You need to look at who is ahead of you that has done well, then you need to copy. Hallelujah. Amen. So for our church, so I'm talking about a church, but you need to apply it to your life personally. Okay. You see, I talk about a church and I come to talk because sometimes many people don't understand that whatever I say about a church, you can also apply it to your life. Okay. Are you there?
Yes.
Because I'm a pastor, I will talk about the church. But you are a businesswoman. You are a student. You are a lecturer. Whatever you are, look at the field that you are in. And you can also apply it in that area. Did you understand? So that I don't need to talk here, then come here. If I don't apply, it's like, hey, how does this help me? It helps. It helps if you understand what is happening. Amen.
Amen.
How do people become good singers? There are people that we listen to. They have not composed one song. How do you see a good singer? How do we determine somebody is a good singer? Can somebody help me? Who is a good singer? Hello?
Hi.
You sing. Who is a good singer? How do we?
Somebody who can sing somebody else's song even better than the person.
And how do you get to sing somebody's song better than the person?
You listen to the person and you try and imitate first.
Exactly. The songs that you were singing, like, did you compose it yourself? You see, and this, it is so obvious, but very difficult to see. When we say that somebody is, oh, this girl is a very good singer, it means she has succeeded in singing somebody's song, maybe exactly as the person sang it. Exactly. Or if you did not see the person, you may think that it was the original composer singing it. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, you may think that. And nobody says, oh, you're a bad singer. Why haven't you composed your song? But when it comes to life and the things of God, the devil has succeeded in making people say demonic things like, be yourself. Be original. Imitation is limitation. Don't lose yourself. Don't lose. All this had demonic work that you don't need to listen to. Are you here? I'm saying all this had demonic work that are not letting people do well.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't know how to dress. Look at somebody who has dressed well and just copy the way the person has dressed. That's all.
That's all.
You don't even need to argue. Are you there? You want to write a letter. Look for somebody who has written the letter. Change the name who he wrote to. Is it that the letter writing is easy? If I ask you to compose your own song before you, how many songs will you compose before you lead us? You have not composed any song. But look, was she able to lead us in praise and worship?
Oh, yes.
Was it nice?
Oh, yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes.
That's all.
That's all.
It's as easy as that. And the more you copy the person that you have seen, oh, this person sang this song, he sang it this way, the better you become. You become professional. You succeed. You break through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there?
Right.
Yeah. So in the church, our father started with 5 members in a classroom. And the church has grown to over 4,000 branches in almost 100 countries under 30 years. Under 30 years. Not 100 years. Are you here? Yeah. And is it a success story? It is a success story. So if we want to also be successful, where do we need to look as a church? We need to look at what he did. And one of the things I'm saying is that, so pattern your life after how he did it. Is it easy to understand? You need to just pattern your life after what he did. And whatever he did, he's not hiding it. He's writing it in books. And one of them that I'm sharing with you, principles for church growth, is the first principle of a multiplied senior pastor. Hallelujah. What does the senior pastor do? The senior pastor preaches. The senior pastor will teach, will care, will visit, will counsel, will talk to people. Is that not it? Yeah, so if we do that, if we can get, 10 of us or 20 of us or all of us doing that, it means if I'm talking to 10 people and 20 more people are talking to 10 people, 200 people will be spoken to. Is that not it?
Yeah.
That will be far more than one person talking to 10 people. Is it easy to understand? Yeah, if I will go and win 5 souls, that is, the church will have 5 new people coming to church. If 20 of us, all of us go and also win 5 souls, 20 times 5 is what? Plus my 5. So instead of just having 5 people coming, additional 5, we'll have 105 people coming. How many think that it is far better than having just 5? So multiply. Let's multiply our effort. Let's multiply whatever we are doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Right.
That is why pastors, just multiply whatever you have seen dancing stars. Have dancing stars in your church. You have seen singing stars. Have it in your church. You have seen a bit, whatever has worked. And we are not, imagining what to do. That is what a prophet is doing. And we are looking at it and copying. That is how success comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see you succeeding. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus taught us. Look at Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3. We don't have time, so I will not read all. Mark chapter 3. Let's read from verse number 13 and 14. It's Mark chapter 3 in your Bible. Okay, we can also add there. Okay, Tatum, let's read one, go. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. 14. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. Hallelujah. 15. And to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. Hallelujah. You see that when Jesus wanted to have a big church, hello, he had members, disciples, thousands and thousands and thousands, multitude. But Bible says, in fact, when you read from verse number 1 of Mark, he started doing miracles and wonders and different things. So when the people saw what he was doing, they were so surprised. They were so surprised that, look at what the man is doing. And the Bible said that it got to a point. After he healed all the people wanted to follow him to the other place. Then he said, no, let us go to the other side. And when he went to the mountains, now he called. He said, look, the way to have a big lasting ministry is to multiply myself. I need to multiply myself as a senior pastor. I'm talking about the principle of what? Multiplied senior pastor. Jesus, that is what he did. He did not try to preach to only the congregation when they gathered. The people gathered. Maybe we should read a bit so that you notice that he chose. That's what the Bible says. He ordained 12. He selected some people that he is going to multiply himself into. Are you there? If all you do is talk, always preaching to the whole Basanta, you don't have special people that you are working on to become like you, your ministry is not lasting. Even when you are sick, when you are coughing, you wouldn't have anybody to step in for you. But this is what Jesus did. Can we maybe from verse number 10, if we read from verse number 10, maybe it will help us. You see, for he had healed many. There's no time. So he was healing. He had healed many, in so much that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. Verse number 11. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. And he strictly charged them that they should not make him known. Verse number 13. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12. Hallelujah. So the people notice that, look, he can heal. They go to know that he's the Son of God. You, after you've gotten to know that, look, this man is anointed, is our founder, is our father. He is the one that has brought us this way. Whatever he has done, that's work. You don't need any proof again than to pattern your life after what he has done. Bible says he called 12. And the 12 that he called and ordained, what were they supposed to do? That they should be with him. The first thing is to be with him. Hallelujah. And when you are with him for some time, and that he might send them forth to preach, the first thing is not to preach. The first is to be with him, to learn of him, to see when he prays, when he has his quiet time. Do you understand? Yeah. It is after this one, after they had been with him for a while, for some time, that the scripture our brother quoted, Acts chapter 4, verse 13, comes to play. After they have been with him, that when Peter spoke, Peter was preaching. If you look at the verse number 13, Peter was preaching. This is where he said that now, when they saw the boldness of Peter, he was preaching. That this is the day that Peter said that, men and brethren, there's no other name given in heaven on earth by which a man can be saved, except the name. When they saw the guy was preaching like Jesus, he had been with Jesus, a fisherman who had not been to school. I'm talking about the principle of multiply senior pastor. A fisherman who must be talking at the peak of his voice. You know, because of the sea, the wave, and the wind. Be honest, when they are in the sea, they speak. They have a way of speaking that if you are not used to, you say that they are bush. But they are not with because of the wind. Sometimes you are there, but the wind is going contrary. So they need to shout so that you hear. But many people, when they heard him preach, they did not notice that he was a fisherman. They rather took knowledge that he had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. When people see you, would they even say that you are educated? There are people that when you see them, they don't look like they've been to school. They've been to school, but school has not been through them. Some of you, when you are seen, you look like, I mean, they notice that you have been bad before. Something else will be seen. But when they saw Peter, when they heard Peter speaking, when they heard Peter preaching, when they saw the boldness, they know that he's a fisherman, unlearned man, ignorant, and the way he was preaching and was talking, Bible said they took knowledge that he had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Can you see the success of Jesus? He multiplied himself. He multiplied himself into 12 people. And these 12 people are responsible for how the gospel has reached us today. Because Jesus himself died. And they also, when it came to their time, they were able to, they copied. They were so zealous that when they were even about to die, he said, look, I cannot die the way my master died. Crucify me upside down. They were ready to die because, look, they're copying whatever they saw the master doing. There was an impact, effect. The principle of multiplied what? Senior pastor. A senior pastor who would die for what he believes in. A senior pastor who would die to save people. And the followers also were able to do the same thing. They died for what they believed in. They died trying to save people. Hallelujah. Amen. Including Paul, who came later. He was ready once. They prophesied to him that when he goes to Jerusalem, he was going to be tired and there are problems. He said, I am not ready only to be bound, but I'm ready even to die. Are you here? Can you give your life for what you believe in? Everybody wants to be around. Even if you cannot pay your electricity bill, you still want to stay around. I don't know. For what? I don't know. Are you here?
Yes.
May we become a good example of what we are following. In the name of Jesus. May the spirit and the anointing and the grace that is upon our Father fall on us. In the name of Jesus. May we become a good representative and a good reflection of the anointing that has come over us. In the name of Jesus. Are you here? And you see, sometimes when I see the things that prophet does, I begin to think that, does he have some hours somewhere in the day that we don't know of? Because he can do a lot. And he doesn't seem to get tired. And he's been like this, not from yesterday. From the time I got to know him, joined the church, he will preach sometimes on Tuesday. On Wednesday, before you noted, he's in Colombia having crusade. Then he comes. Like, it is ongoing like that. I mean, it's not stopped. And even now, it's becoming even more hectic. The schedule. I just heard him. He was over here. I noticed that he was in Norway having a camp. Then from Norway, he's going to Fiji. It's like one camp after the crusade here. You begin to find out that, hey, how does he do it? How does it? May we become copies of our senior pastor. I say, may we become copies of our senior pastor in the name of Jesus. Are you here or you've gone home? That is why Peter was seen as somebody who had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Because Jesus took them aside and he multiplied. So, look, let us not shy away of pointing people to good examples that they can become. You see somebody singing, show the person a good singer that he or she can follow and become. Hallelujah. Because if you don't have a type that you are following, you see that you become, you don't even know what you are doing. Yeah, even look at the animals. All the cows, the zebras, there's always somebody that they are following. There's a head cow. There's a head donkey. There's a head something that they are all following to go to. The people who are following, they don't know where they are going, but somebody is going somewhere. Somebody seems to, there's one person who needs to, do you understand? That's why when when was it? Is it 3 years ago when the wild beast died? When they were crossing some river. Because the first one had gone. Even when there was an accident, the rest did not see. Number two, Jesus said he does only the things which he sees his father doing. Hallelujah. Can you believe it? May we become samples of who we are following in the name of Jesus. In John chapter 5, verse number 17, this is when he had healed the guy with a withered hand at the pool of Bethesda. Bible said they came and they were worried that he had healed on a Sabbath day. But in verse number 17, the Bible says, Jesus answered them, my Father, what? Worketh hitherto, and I work. It's like, if my Father is working, I cannot stop. Hallelujah. Are you here? My Father, what? Worketh hitherto, and I work. Hallelujah. The next one is Numbers chapter 11, verse number 16. We see the pattern, a success pattern. God himself instructed Moses. He said, look, the people that you are working with, he said, the work you are doing, you can easily die. And Moses complained. He said, if you don't help me, I don't want to see my wretchedness. The burden of leading the people is so much. If I have found favor with you, then kill me. Kill me. I don't want to see the problems that I'm going through. And how did God help him? God told him, he said, bring 70 elders, 70 leaders who you know to be officers or leaders of the people with you. Bring them into the tabernacle and I will take the spirit, the anointing that is upon you, and I will place it upon them, and they will be able to bear the burden, hallelujah, yeah, of the ministry with you. So, look, God made them a type of the spirit that was upon Moses. He patterned the 70 after Moses. He said, I'm taking the anointing that is upon you, and I'm going to put it upon the 70. This is what we read from the Bible. So why are you trying to do something else when in the Bible we can see that Jesus himself, that is the way he trained the apostles. Are you there? Yeah. He himself, he said, I do what I see my father doing. He's not doing anything. What I see my father doing, that's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. He took 12 people. He ordained 12 to be with him to the extent that when he was not, the people took notice that, you are speaking like Jesus. You are preaching like Jesus. And there's no time. I was going to show you that when Peter went to raise Dorcas from death, he did exactly what Jesus did. What he has seen. When he also went there, he told the people that, you know what, go out. He asked them to go out. And when they went out, he took the lady by the hand. That's what Jesus did when he was with Jesus. This is what he has seen one before. Watch one. Assist one. And do one. He has watched one. I saw that Jesus did this. And it was easy for him because he remembered, when Jesus, when the small girl was on the water, he asked the family members to go out. So when he also got there, he did not know, he said, you know what, everybody go out. Then after that, he noticed that, what did Jesus do? He took the lady by the hand and said, damsel, I say unto you, arise. Then he also turned unto Dorcas. Then he also said, I say unto you, arise. And after that, Jesus told the people to give the little girl something to eat. Peter also told her, give him some. I mean, what should I do? You don't know what to do. Do what your master did. Hallelujah. The same. He was not thinking that. So, no. He has been there. He has seen that challenge. I don't know. But this is what, even me when I started preaching and I had to pray for people, I did not know where to start. When people come, should I pray for them from the middle or from... But I watched Bishop, I noticed that he started from the right. I said, let me also start from the... I don't know why. When he's praying for people. You watch. When Bishop is praying for people, when he starts, he doesn't start from the left or the... He starts from the right. So I said, let me also start from the right.
Oh, yes.
Let me start from the right. I don't know why. And it seems to work. It seems by the time you lay hands up, I say, this is what I have seen my father doing. This, I don't know why it starts from the right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here? Yeah. Don't be insecure leader and prevent your people from doing something. Don't be I walk alone. You don't allow anybody to do anything in the church. You want everybody to sing only your praises. You want to take the glory alone. No. Look, by the time we are dying, there will be more sinners that we came to meet. I'm telling you, no matter how, even if you win 1 million people, there's more people, more sinners than you can save us. So the secret to this call that God has called us is to call more people to join very fast. Are you here?
Yes, Bishop.
I'm telling you. Don't be insecure that this person may outshine me. This person may do better. You need even to be thankful that people are going to be better than you. Because I'm saying by the time you are dying, you see that there are more wicked sinners and more plenty of people that you did not reach. So if you think that you are going to be the lone person doing it, you have already misunderstood the ministry. Jesus was the Son of God. When he came, he gathered 12 people. He noticed that, look, by the time I'm going, there will be more people. I need 12 people, not one, not two, not three. He gathered 12. 12. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I can tell you something. He needed these people so badly that when even the leader said he did not know him, he did not change his mind. You are dying. You are leaving your company with somebody who says he doesn't know you. Won't you change it? Peter said, I don't know this man. He swear. But Jesus came and said, you know what? I forgive you. I need you to be doing. You have to. You have to continue. The training I've given you cannot go wasted. I have spent 3 years to train you. No, I will forgive. But many people who don't understand the ministry, the little things that people do, color their heart, they become bitter. They are not able to forgive. Especially melancholic people. They only work with perfect people. When you do a mistake small, they may never work with you again. They are looking, I'm telling you, it's a problem that we have in the church. People who are melancholic. Often they cannot even delegate because they don't believe that other people can do good enough job. They don't believe. That's why Reverend and I is sitting down. I first have to introduce me. He has introduced me for how many times do you? Somebody also should introduce me. You shouldn't be the one who is always introducing me. Oh? Yeah. Yeah, he should also introduce me. Make a mistake, he doesn't. He will learn. Yeah. You see that one of these Sundays you come and I will be here. Then I first will be preaching. Yeah, he should preach. Hallelujah. Are you here? I see. Hey, I'm trying. So, Moses, this principle worked for him. God told him. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may stand there with thee. Then he continues, 17. And he said, and I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and I will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Hallelujah. So Jesus used this principle to train his apostles. God also said that, Moses, I'm going to do a photocopy of the anointing I have given you. I'm not bringing anything. I'm taking what is upon you and I'm going to put it on. Are you there?
Yes.
And finally, as I end, in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse number 15, when the people went to Jericho to see Elisha, when they saw Elisha, they did not say, Elisha is anointed. Elisha is now the man of God. They said, the spirit of Elisha doth rest on Elisha. They said, the spirit, the anointing that was upon Elisha is now residing. So even people are looking, who do you look like? Can I tell you something?
Tell us, Bishop.
One day, a pastor was in his office and somebody came, a footballer, came to him. The pastor, I need you to pray for me. I want to be a renowned footballer. So the pastor asked him, who do you play like? The guy was there, he couldn't answer. I've not seen you playing. If it's football, we have some people. Do you understand? Who do you want to play like? He couldn't answer. I said, no. Then you are not ready to do well. In football, we have had Pele. We have Messi. We have Ronaldo. What you need to? I want to play. You see, when we say, I want to be like, everybody knows what you are talking about. Are you there?
Yes.
But you want to be a footballer that we don't know the type. No, it doesn't work. It's a type. No. So the prayer that I'm coming to, I don't understand the prayer, what I should. Who do you want to play like? You should have known a best player. Do you understand that you want to pattern your play after? You catch up, then you can search for it. But you want to be a new thing. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there a new thing? Wherefore we shall say, this is new. No, it has already been of old. What has been is what shall be. What is done is what shall be done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Right here?
Look at 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 15. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Hallelujah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. They were all students. They were all students, prophetic students. But when they saw that the spirit of Elijah is upon, they began to salute. Can you see? When you part, when you become a sample of what you are following, people will even honor you. And Jesus, talking about even John the Baptist, he said, if you will believe it, it's Elijah. If you believe it, it's Elijah. It's Elijah. And when you go to Revelation, there are two people that are going to come at the end time. They are coming in the spirit of Elijah and the spirit of what? Moses. Moses and Elijah. There is nothing new. There is nothing new. My sister, I pray that you pattern your life, hallelujah, after a good example. I pray that you will allow yourself to become what you are following. Sometimes you are resistant. You know, the way you are, if you don't copy a good example, you will not do well. The way you are, do you understand? Just copy a good example. Find out what do successful people do? What do they do? They wake up very early. They don't sleep up. They don't wake up 8:45 and rush to work at 9. No. There's no successful person who does that. I'm preaching. There's no successful person who does that. There is no successful person who doesn't read. Yeah. There's no successful person who doesn't have a studying table. There's no successful person who doesn't have reading books. There's no successful person who sleeps 12 hours.
Hey, Bishop, she's there. I know her. Now I know. Now I know that.
12 hours and occasionally on weekends. You can even sleep 16 hours. You will be.
Hey! Bishop,
find out whether the people you are following, they eat before they brush their teeth.
Hey.
You brush your teeth when you are going out. Because it's like when you wake up, you will be there. You will be eating, drinking. It is when you are going, I say, let me brush. It's not a good example. Are you here?
Yes.
The principle of multiplied senior pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does your pastor do? You should also preach. So I need you to preach. I have, within the week, I have number of times I preach. You also have opportunity. You can even start 4 basantes. Past Sunday, I preach here, first service, second service. Bev was the third service. And there was an evening service somewhere. 4 times I was preaching. And you said, you are following me. We have the whole week, you have not preached. You have not the whole week, seven days. You have not preached your percentage. You did not do. Apart from that, I am here talking about. I'm preaching again after this one. I'm going to do counseling. I have different things after. What are you doing? You must also do something. Tell somebody, I'm becoming a copy of what is before me. How many are going to pattern their lives? That's the success story. You'll be successful.
Amen.
You choose something. Do you understand? And everybody here, pattern your life after. Have a center. Have people you are talking to. Have people you are teaching. Have people that you are multiplying yourself. Say, look, we are all copying. We all want to do this. You have good assistants. You have people. You'll be surprised. Are you here?
Yes.
That is how the church will become. If only I can have 20 people even to our weekday service will be full over here. As for Sunday, we'll begin to sit overflow. Yeah. But you are leaving it to 3 people, 4 people. How do people go to heaven? No. We all need to put our hand to the plow. Hallelujah. That is how the church will grow. May the Lord bless you. May he lift his countenance upon you. Let it be well with you. In Jesus' mighty name. May the spirit of our Father come over you. May you be an anointed preacher, anointed teacher, an apostolic inspiration to start new things. Hey, may you be an evangelist. May you be an excellent leader. And may you be dedicated and diligent. Hallelujah. You can see there's a spirit of excellence and diligence upon our Father. Yeah. Diligence is the persistent and consistent, continuous effort to achieve something. Persistent, consistent, continuous effort to achieve something. You do well for just a small time. You do well after the camp. You do well then after that. But I see the spirit of diligence coming over you. Amen. I see the spirit of dedication coming over you. Amen. I see diligence. You will be persistent. You will be consistent. Amen. You will be continuous. Amen. You will be zealous. Amen. Until you achieve something. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Amen. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you all the glory for your word this evening. May we become good examples of what we are following. And Lord, through this, may what we have seen, may we see it in our lives, in our church. Oh God, we pray. Somebody speak to the Lord. Lift your voice. Mahatala bahata. Jesus, mota andeha. Matai, motaha teba. Roka santo rundili mahate. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. With your eyes closed, if you are here, you are not born again, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. If this is what you are saying, lift only your right hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You want to give your life to Jesus? You can't go to hell when you have been in church. God brought you for this reason. Is there anyone here like that? Okay. Father, we thank you for your word. May your word cause us to become even what we have heard. May we pattern our lives after successful people. Like your word says, be followers of them who through faith and patience obtain their promises. And your word declares that we should be followers of God. We should be followers of God. I pray that, Lord, we will follow. We will follow the good example that is before us. May we become, oh yes, sample and patterns of our Father in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.